And you're very welcome back to the programme. We have a real treat for you now because we're going to have some live music for you because it's part of the Halloween Gypsy Jazz Festival. And we have three musicians which we'll introduce to you shortly. But before we do, a quick word with organiser Donal Casey. Hi, Donal.
Good morning to you.
Great, the culmination, I imagine, of quite a bit of work.
Yes, there was quite a bit of effort has gone into this on behalf of mainly Verdonagh Cleary, who's been the main motivator of all this, myself, John Kinsella, and of course Martin McGinley, who's a well-known musician in this part of the world, who's now taken into gypsy jazz as well as a traditional.
What a beautiful setting, Remelton, as well.
Yes, we've been very fortunate in that regard. And we've been fortunate with the weather as well.
Yes, and as I was saying in our previous piece, it's just something you can't plan for. Now, things kicked off on Wednesday. Is that correct? Wednesday?
Well, there was a Hot Club of Cowtown was here on Wednesday, so that was really the start of the whole thing.
Jazz mashup then on Thursday. And last night, really, though, was the...
Last night was the first concert in the Town Hall, which is a wonderful venue. And we had Roman, who is a legend in the whole area of gypsy jazz, and we were very fortunate to have been able to get him here into Donegal.
I'd say that was a real treat.
It was a fantastic gig. Yeah. It was beautiful, and he was backed up by two musicians based in Dublin, Rudy Bardo and Jose Anselmo, and a colleague of my friend Robert here.
Okay, well, what we'll do is we're going to talk about what people can enjoy over the next couple of days, but as I say, we're blessed to have in studio with us Dario Napoli, Irene Epenberg, and Robert Stuka. You're all very welcome.
Thank you.
And you're going to play something for us now. Something else, almost a duel going on there.
It's like a dance. More
yeah,
than a duel.
It's like dancing with each other. Yeah, right. Your fingers would have to be very awake at 11:45. That's absolutely awesome. What a treat, Donal.
Oh yes, it's fantastic. It's great to have musicians of this quality here.
Unbelievable.
You know?
Yeah.
And indeed, now we are seeing young musicians here like Simon McCafferty coming forward from Drumkeen, a fine young musician who's now taken to Gypsy Jazz and taken to this mel, this type of music. And of course, Donal Cleary himself, who was a very fine player. So it's a growing trend. We hope to see more people around here taking on this style.
Well, when you've got the leading lights coming to your area, if you're playing the guitar and you see that, I mean, you go, I want to be involved in that, you know?
Yeah, it's a wonderful challenge. I've taken it up myself in my early 60s, now my late 60s now.
But
so
you did it that long ago. I'm only joking. sorry, Donald, you can get me back on that one. Are you aware of sort of how you can influence younger people? Is that important to you?
I don't think about it directly, honestly, but yes. but it does. You get a sense of it, I guess, after you perform or do things, but it's not like something that consciously is in your mind. You usually kind of think about the music.
It's a bonus, yeah, but it's absolutely absolutely fantastic. And we're going to hear something else before we finish up. So tell us then what's coming up, Donal, over the next today, tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow we have, at the moment we have workshops going on.
Oh, brilliant.
For young players and for people who wish to advance their techniques. And Dario will be doing a workshop again in the morning as well. And we've also got workshops. We have an exceptional violin player playing with us, Rudolf Bado, or Rudy as we all know. And he's doing a workshop on the violin. And it's been very interesting for people who have come from the traditional background of violin playing to broaden their skills into this area.
I mean, there was one particular day where I had there was guests from Italy and also guests from here, and the instruments were basically the same to them, obviously very different. They were violins, fiddles, whatever.
Well, the same,
but the sound difference between the two just played completely different. It was amazing that
there's one thing too, the type of guitars that are played in this music are what you see before you hear, they're called McAferry guitars. They are they do act a different tone, a different style to the playing.
But basically it's a different interpretation, really.
Yes,
it is. Right, so this mystery venue, what's going on here? Is it still a mystery? Has that been divulged?
Well, only Martin McGinley knows that.
And he has, does he? He's keeping
he has,
his,
and he has,
is he driving the bus? Is he driving the bus?
We've been taking off to, I'm sure, a very nice venue. And
that's at 1:45 this afternoon,
yeah,
isn't it?
The bus is leaving Remelton for that. And then this afternoon at about 5:30, you're going to Irene and Manoush here with Robert. And then later on, later in the town hall, and then later on at 9:00 or so, Dario and his trio.
Brilliant.
And they're coming from Italy to play for us. And Dario, in fact, will be leaving. Dario is, you know, on an international circuit here, and for leaving here, he's come from America to here. He's been playing in St. Louis earlier this week. And then, is it Monday night you're playing in London?
Yes, 31st and 1st in London.
Yeah. So. And Irene has again, it's just been South America, America, even to played in Nepal there recently. So it is an international music. This is music that's appreciated from China to America.
Sunday, that's there's more workshops, there's a Gypsy Jazz session trail. And that is going to be a fantastic weekend.
Yes, we
for anyone who loves music, not particularly
this type of music. It's a fantastic opportunity for people to experience this kind of music.
To discover it, even.
Yes,
know, for
absolutely.
The first time it could.
I mean, it's not that widely known, but it's a great opportunity, and we've just been amazed. Last night was a great night. The house was full, and it really was a great atmosphere. So we hope that it'll be repeated now tonight.
And I like it's in Remelton. I don't know why, but I just like the fact that I think it's a beautiful setting for it.
Yeah. Well, we chose Remelton for the festival ourselves.
Yes.
And we also would like to say we've had great support from the people in Remelton, from Hugo Waroski and all those people down there in the bars and pubs, and from Seamus Durkin. So we've got great support locally, and that's important. That's essential for something like this.
And a lovely simple booklet. People could probably pick this up, I presume, in local places. Is there an online if just people want to plan?
Yes, there's djangosterlenin.com, and it's on Facebook and Twitter and all that.
Superb. That's DJANGO, Django Sterlenin.
Yeah.
And it runs until Sunday, and there's some brilliant concerts, events, workshops, and that mystery tour.
Yeah. Could I just say we'd also like to thank our main sponsors like Sir Jerry Robinson and Peter Nolan and Fintan Maloney. We'd be there without their support. We couldn't have done this.
Yeah, you're doing it, and that's thanks to their support.
And it's working.
Yeah, it is. Full house. You can't ask for much more than that. So Dario Napoli, Irene Eppenberg, and Robert Stuka playing us out. Take it away. Thank you so much.